Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Who's this?
Steve Crowfoot.
Steve, oh, your voice sounded different.
And Lee.
Pardon?
And Lee.
And Lee. Good morning.
Good morning.
I didn't even hear that there was anybody on when I checked. It didn't give me a register.
I just barely came on, so everyone have a great day.
Oh, okay. Maybe I was clicking at the same time. That was probably what it was.
You know, I mentioned while you were on vacation, yeah, on a Freshback. Have you heard those? Have you seen or heard of those?
What is it?
Freshback.
Freshback.
Yeah, it is. That's what the green bags do. I mentioned it before, but I know you weren't on the call. And now I've used them for about 2 weeks, and they are absolutely fabulous. I went to Costco, and I happened to get, by accident, a large one that would hold even a big, long thing of romaine lettuce. And you just press down on the top. I got it by accident. Now the small ones are in Costco, and I went in on the Internet, and Walmart has them. But I lucked out. I got the Costco price, which I even called the place, and they said they wouldn't have them again, the large ones. But they are absolute. Walmart does. They're $60 instead of $30, but they are absolutely fantastic. Everything, it's 10 times better than the green bags, and you just put the things in, and you press, and they just really work good. It's worth checking into. Look at them when you're in Costco or someplace.
They're containers, right?
They're containers, yes. And
I saw those. I know exactly what you're talking about. I looked at them because I was looking at different containers or in the motorhome. How many is in the set?
Well, the smaller set that is now in Costco, I think, has 10 with 10 lids. I got the larger ones, as I said. I reached in back because I couldn't reach, and they had this one left. And when I called the company, because I think someone had brought it back, but they hadn't, it was completely, they hadn't used it or anything. And I called and asked for a little book, and they told me Costco would not have the big ones, that they would only have the small ones. And, but Walmart maybe has the big ones. But they are the smaller ones Costco has now, unless you're fortunate enough to get the big ones that have, they have 12 with the lids. And the other one has 20 with the lids, but they're smaller. And the 1-6 one, if you can find the 6 with the 6 lids, that is the one that is really, I'm so glad I got it. I thought, well, I can always take it back, you know, because they had all these other ones.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, I just really lucked out that was one they had left over from their previous sale, and the company said they won't have Costco won't have the big ones. So it's worth looking into Walmart. I mean, they're worth the $60, whereas I said I lucked out and got them for $30, but they are just fantastic. Even bananas, Tom commented, he said, these are staying so much better than you know, the green bags or anything like that. The bananas are the only ones you have to press. They seem to have more coming off of them, and you have to press it down to get the vacuum back in. But they're, like I said, they're neat. So look into them. I think you would really like them.
The vacuum disappears if there's too much gas in there? Is that
only with the bananas. That's the only
with the bananas.
That's the only one that we have found that we have tried. Other things, tomatoes and lettuce, and it has stayed. And there's even there's a way that you can put the date on it if you want to put leftovers, you know, in it. And you can use them in the microwave if you wanted to. And like I said, I kept my cereal in it that lasted, I don't know, for weeks and weeks.
Okay.
They're called Fresh Facts.
Okay. But they're a firm container, I know.
Yes,
yeah. That would be my only disadvantage, is you can't lay as much in the refrigerator because they're taking up space, you know, over and above what the size and the amount is if you
You know,
you might get the small ones put on top of each other, but I haven't put any on top of each other. Just because I have the big ones. And then I actually have two real big ones, then medium ones, then two little ones that I just put some lemon in.
Okay. So what, now do the bananas have to be kept in the refrigerator when we use them?
No, we're tempted to try that. We haven't tried that yet. Because we've got a place that we get the real little bananas.
Okay, and what about your breads now? Have you done the breads in them?
No, I haven't, because you don't eat enough bread that I keep that in the freezer, and the Ezekiel comes apart real easy, so I haven't tried that.
Okay, I was just curious if you could leave the bread setting out.
You probably could, because as I said, they're really, I didn't realize how pleased I would be with them, and I thought I've got to, you know, mention it to Char and to the rest on the call that missed it while you were on convention.
Well, I will definitely check into it because I'd like to know, especially the difference in the bananas. It seems like we have the bananas get too ripe too fast.
That was at Walmart?
It's on the internet. I think it has it, and I think Walmart has them.
Okay, give me the spelling that you're saying on that.
Fresh back. Fresh and back.
Back, B-A-C-K.
No, just B-A-C.
Okay, fresh back, B-A-C, B the...
Right.
Okay, now I got it. Makes sense. Fresh back. Containers, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Who else have I got on the call here besides Stephen Lee?
This is Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
This is Charlene.
Good morning.
Good morning. Anyone else that would like to say hi? Okay, I've got to make a trip downstairs while I'm walking. I'm going to ask for any questions or comments. I ran across something in the newspaper. And maybe with some of you gurus that do the internet here, Jeannie, you being one of them, you can help me. See if I can pull it up. I'll give you the exact title because I had no luck finding the article yesterday. Tried actually last night. That's why my voice is a little low. I was so stubborn and determined I was going to find it, that I kept working on it and working on it. I thought, it's got to be here. It's on, it was in the Oregonian on Saturday, which was the first. By the way, while I'm thinking of it, no one missed the call today, the kickoff call. I don't have a clue what it's going to be, but I know we need to know, so.
Thanks for the reminder. Yes.
I
want to be on that for sure.
I'm very anxious to hear what the company has to. I've got their food again. I'm wrestling for my...
So is it in the Oregonian on November 1st?
Saturday? Right, and they call it Oregonian, or I think it's Oregonian Live is one of the names that they use on the internet. I'll give it to you in just a second. I'll be down there.
I think I've looked at that. I've looked at the Oregonian before.
You haven't, you say?
No, I have. I have looked at the Oregonian.
Well, I normally have good luck finding it. It was in the Sunrise Edition. I even tried that. I tried the data. I tried all different kinds of
things. Oh, well.
It was not. But I'm sure I just wasn't hitting the right wordage because the title is very long, and so that's why I'm thinking I wasn't hitting the right wordage. I'm going to shortcut this. Anybody have any comments or questions?
Hi, Sha. This is Dottie.
Good morning, Dottie.
We finally got back.
You finally got back, you say?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It was a long about trip today, this week, this month. Hello?
I know when you go that many miles, it can be strung out when you're making lots of stops en route. I'm sure that's what you were doing,
yeah.
Right?
Yep, we were. Made some connections. Hopefully we're going to follow through and get some results out of it, but we'll see.
No, No, you didn't you hear the speaker, Clemens?
What was that?
Oh, well, I know I can't decipher, break out the parts of it because I was in the 2-day, but that was a big part of what he was saying, and I guess the one thing that came across the strongest to me was the fact that he put it that in the seminar I was in, the workshop, the 2-day workshop, he put down that it was, how good are you about your commitments? And the commitment is, if you get the name, you've just lied to the person if you don't connect with them.
Huh. So what seminar was that?
I was in the 2-day seminar. He was the keynote speaker. Brian.
Okay. Okay, I don't remember hearing that part of it. I would have heard that part of it for sure.
He did an extensive, he glossed over it at the convention. It was not extended on, so it didn't have the same meaning. I know that. I noticed that. But there was some comment made about your follow-through, your commitment, whatever it is. But anyway, however he said it. But anyway, it came across loud and clear because it was an exercise that was done that involved your integrity. When you have said something, how little or how trivial it is, if you do not follow through,